It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
I can't believe Easter is this weekend. Every year, we host an Easter brunch for our family. And on the table every year are deviled eggs. For the scoop on how to make the perfect deviled egg, I turn to my good friend and expert deviled egg maker, Felicia Ouellette of Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant.
So for a perfect deviled egg, take a dozen eggs, put them in a saucepan, cover with water. I add a generous amount of salt, bring it up to a boil, boil them for 2 minutes, cover, remove from the heat, and let them sit for 11. After 11 minutes, I pull them out of the hot water and put them directly in ice water. This will help the egg stop cooking.
Following her steps will keep the yolks creamy and yellow.
Don't be afraid to be generous with the salt. The salted water will help you peel the eggs a lot easier. So with my deviled eggs, I use mayonnaise, salt, and a little bit of hot sauce. The hot sauce will act as an acid to bring out the natural flavors of the egg yolks and the mayonnaise.
Just a dash or two of hot sauce really adds flavor, but not heat. And don't be afraid to get creative with your deviled eggs.
So to make your deviled eggs different, I add a couple of different things. One, you could use chopped bacon and garnish it with hot sauce. Two, you could chop some chow chow, which is a green tomato relish, fold into your egg mixture. Also add fresh crab meat, or you could just simply dice some olives and fold into your egg yolk mixture.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Easter!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.